Okay, let's start today's daf. Today's daf is Nida Daf Mem, beginning of the fifth parak. We will begin, and again, today's shiur is sponsored in honor of Maris Massel and the tremendous chesed he does from his friends at Arch Companies, and also in honor of the Siyam HaShas of Meir Shlomo Ben Yaakov and his wife, Adina Sertel Bas Avraham. We thank them for the sponsorship. Again, I'm going to be traveling over the next week and a half or so, so most of the daf will be up from the last cycle, but we'll make sure to have every daf up as is Hashem. Okay, so we will start the fifth perek here in Maseches Nida, perek Yotzei Dofen, perek cesarean section. Yotzei Dofen, where the baby comes out not in the normal way of Derech Rechem. So as we have been talking about the past couple of prakim, the status of the blood, the status of the woman, Tamei Tohar, the last perek we spoke about different types of categories of women, Benos Kusim, Benos Stukim, and Leida and Ziva and the overlapping. So we continue with this parak with more details about the same. So Yosi Dofen, Eyoshua Dolav Yimeitumah Yimeitara. So the Mishnah tells us, and we'll see in the Rambam who we pass in like in Yisuri B in a minute, Kedusha. Yotzi Dofen, Yosh V'lo Yimeitumah Yimeitara. So a woman who has a baby, not Derech Rechem, Yotzi Dofen, the way Rashi explains this is, Al Yidei Sam Niftechu Me'eha, V'hotziyu Es Ha'ubar Lachutz, V'nisrapes. Right, through some type of medicine, Niftechu Me'eha, they're able to take the baby out, not Derech Rechem. So that was Yosei Dofen in the days of old. So there is no Yimei Tum and Yimei Tara according to the Tanakhama, because this is not Derech Rechem. When the Gemara says, we'll see in the Gemara, the Pasuk, the Psukim that are the basis for these Shitos, but there are the Yimei Tum and Yimei Tara don't go by. Interesting. The result of the baby, it goes about how the baby comes out. One might think that based on a lot of the Svaras, suggestions that we've given over the past couple of weeks in terms of why there's tumas leida for a boy, for a girl, the different days of 33 and 66, and we spoke of the Kutzker and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, and the fact that she swears that relates to the Karban Chatos and many of the other suggestions given, the Rav Hirsch, that there's a vacuum of life and that creates tumah. So one might think that what difference does it make with Yosei Dofen? So it's like Zeres HaKasev, that's not called a Leida. Even though there's a baby and all those as far as seem to apply, but if it doesn't come out the natural way, so then it does not have the status of a Leida. And again, it's about the Maisa Leida, it's not just about the Totsah of a Leida, we might say. And therefore, the days of Tumah and Tara do not apply. So, Ein Yosheh Alav Yimei Tumah Yimei Tara, Ve'ein Chayavin Alav Karban. And there aren't the normal karbanas of a yoledes do not apply by Yotzei Dofen. That is the Tanakhama, and that is what we pass. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, in Perek Yud, Halacha Hey, the Rambam discusses this topic among others. The Rambam says here in Yisuri Bia, Yotzei Dofen ain imo tmei aleda. Right, the mother is not tmei aleda when it comes to Yotzei Dofen. Ve'ein lo yimei tuma v'yimei tahara. Shenemar isha ki sazria v'yolda zachar. Right, teled mimakam shemazra'as. Right, until, as we're going to get to the pasuk. Again, that's in the perek, that's all about different permutations of births. Mapelas and the like. Gemara Masecha Shabbos. Also, please. Sorry. So that's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omar Arezek Yalad. Rabbi Shimon argues, no, that is called as if the baby is born. So we'll have to see. Yotzei Dofen comes up whenever there's an issue of birth. We'll have to talk about all the issues of Bechora. Right? What about Yotzei Dofen regarding double Nachla? There's a Bechor born Yotzei Dofen. Does he have a Nachla? What about the three mitzvos that have to do with Bechor? This is only about a woman having a baby, Tumas Leida. What about the three mitzvahs of Bechor? What about Pidyon HaBen? What about Bechor Behema Tahora? What about Petach Chamor? The three mitzvahs that have to do with firstborns, there is a discussion. We discussed back in Maseches Bechoros, some of them, in terms of whether Yotzei Dofen is called a Leida or not. If you remember, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos also discusses this, the issue... related issue about Tumas Leida. Let me just find it for a moment. The Gemara says there, Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, also related to interesting, possible exception to the rule of Yotzei Dofen. right? The Gemara, the Mishnah says here that there's no Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara for Yotidaf and what we paskin. There's a fascinating discussion in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and that's where there's a very famous phrase that comes up. There's a machlokas there between Rav Asi and Abaya. Rav Asi says, if a woman is not Tumei Aleda, so then her baby boy does not get Bris Mila on day 8. When does the baby get Bris Mila, according to Rav Asi? Day 1. Not day 8, day 1. Amar Rav Asi, kol she'imo Tumei Aleda, nimo l'shmona. V'chol she'inimo Tumei Aleda, inimo l'shmona. That's Rav Asi. Why? Shinne emar isha ki sazriya v'yolda zachar. V'tama shavas yamim. Uba yamashmini imo basara laso. Because of the smichas apsukim. So we have, right at the beginning of Tazriya, we have v'yolda zachar. Uba yamashmini. So only if there's a leda. Meaning what's excluded? It's yotzei dofen, like our Mishnah says. A yotzei dofen, according to Rav Asi, the baby boy will get bris mila on day 1. On day 1. So we paskin yotzei dofen. We paskin that a Yotzei Dofen is going to get not have Tumah Vatara. But do we paskin the extension of that? That is not so, that is not as clear. The extension of, are we then to say that Bris Mila will not happen on day 8? That's not as clear. But that's Rav Asi Shita. Rav Asi says, if a woman is not Tumei Aleda, Nima L'Shmona, V'chal She'ini Ma Tumei Aleda, Nima L'Shmona. And Abaya argues. What's Abaya's argument? Amalei Abaya, Doros Rishonim Yochichu. Abaya would say, look at the early generations, right? She'ini motmei aleda v'ini molashmona. Sara imenu wasn't related to, wasn't, tumeya, right? There was no tumas leda. Okay, all the avos and the imos kept the Torah achelo nitna, the, Chazal tell us. But Abaya says, technically, she wasn't tumeya, and yet Yitzchak Avinu had his bris mila on day 8. So you see, there's no connection between tumas leda and bris mila on day 8. Even if there's no tumas leda, says Abaya. Omer lei, so what does Rav Asi answer? The famous line, Nitzna Torah v'nischat shehalacha. No, the Torah was given and the halacha was renewed. Right, we've spoken many times with the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin and Daf Kuf, where he talks about this, he develops this idea that we don't learn out halacha from before, we don't have to learn out the details of halacha from before the Torah was given. And even if before the Torah was given, Tumas Leida does not connect to day 8 of Bris Mila, but after the Torah was given, it does. And therefore, according to Rav Asi, if a woman has a baby boy, Yotzei Dofan, the Bris Mila is that day. That day, not on day 8. That is, again, an extension of our Mishnah. So we paskin that, we paskin step 1, as we just saw in the Rambam. Yotzei Dofan, there's no Tumas Leida. But do we paskin the extension? That is not so clear. That's a machlokas sveika dedina. And the Rosh says right here in Shabbos, that is why we're machmir mishneh tzadim. What does that mean? That means we're not going to do bris mila on day 1, because maybe it's supposed to be on day 8. And do bris mila too early. Doing a bris mila a week late, okay. So for a week, the baby boy is an RL. Not so bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not so bad if you don't have a choice. And therefore, we'll be machmir. But if day 8 falls out on Shabbos, so that bris mila will not be docha Shabbos, because maybe it's supposed to be on day 1. And only mila bismana is docha Shabbos. So then we'll do the bris mila on day 9. Meaning, if there's a baby boy, cesarean section, halacha lemaisa, a cesarean section baby boy born on Shabbos, the bris mila will be the following Sunday. Why? Because it can't be on day 1, that day Shabbos. It can't be on the following Shabbos. So we do it at the earliest time possible, when we know le'ikufa, it would be okay. But that's the sugya of nitna torah v'nischat shehalacha that we've spoken about often. We'll see at the end of this more time to remember some of the deos about it. But that's the extension of tumas leida when it comes to a yoledus. Again, it's not good to allow a baby boy to be an RL if he's not supposed to be an RL, but if you don't have a choice, you don't have a choice. Right, remember that tshuva of the no de Yehuda. No de Yehuda, there was a minhag ra in his time. That there was a rav that wrote him a letter that said, what should I do? There's a minhag that whenever there is a mila shalo bizmana within the vicinity of Pesach, somewhere in Nisan, the balabatim would delay it so they could do it on Erev Pesach, so that if firstborns don't have to fast. Be great, you don't have to have a siyum, there'll be a bris. Okay, so they used to delay it if it was day 8, okay, they would do it. They're not going to push off day 8. But if there was a mila shalo bizmana, baby boy was sick, and the first day the doctor said that he could have his bris mila was on day 7 of Nisan, they would push it off a week. And the Noda Behuda's student, who was a rav somewhere, wrote him this letter. And the Noda Behuda says, Chas v'shalom, it's terrible. People are just trying to make excuses to push off bris mila, and he says, and he made a takana. He says, we should say that if there's ever a bris milah shelo bizmana in that time, even if it's supposed to be Erev Pesach, don't do it. No milah shelo bizmana is an Erev Pesach. Period. Even if it's supposed to be that day. So shelo asi li day, so it doesn't come to this. That's the Nod Behuda. How can he knock out a mitzvah daraisa? So to speak, he did this. Rav Asher Weiss quoted this another Yehuda. He said there was a Rav in America somewhere that people did this with having bris milah on Sundays. Right? It was the doctor said he could get his bris milah on Thursday. Sunday's better. It's more convenient. Everybody could come. Do it later. Right? No. So this Rav says, should I say that? Milah shelo bizmana, not on Sundays. Sunday, we'll do it on Monday. We'll see how quickly that the other minhag dies down. Either way, this is an extension of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about Yotzei Dofen being Tumas Leida, and the Gemara in Shabbos there, Kuf Lamed Hey, Nitna Torah Mitzchat Shalacha, that's an extension of Yotzei Dofen, and the other Nafkamina relating to Bris Milah. Okay, so we continue. So first the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted the Machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon in this context. Next, Kol Anashim B'Tametamos B'Beis Achitzon, separate halachas. All women, we mentioned this earlier in the Gemara already. The Tumas Nida, that she becomes Tameh, so that already is B'Beis Achitzon, even before the Dam comes out. Right? Not like other Re'ios, as we'll see, Shechva Zera. Remember, we're going to have that in a second. Shechva Zera is only Metame after the Zera comes out of the body. But when it comes to a woman, Kol Anashim Metamos Be'zachizo, Shenemar Dam Yezove Bivsara. Right, that was the basis, if one remembers, just doing a little Chazara, the first sugi in the Masechta. First in the Masechta, Shammai Shita. Shammai says, Dayan Shaitan. Shammai says that there's no Tuma Lamafreya. And the Gemara gave four Shatim. What is the basis for Shammai Shita? Right, either Kolisha Becheskas Tara, and number two, if a woman had Dam, she would have been Margish, and then number three, if it would have come out already, that the Shammai does not hold of Kosei Beis Arechem, will be Ma'akiv. It would have come out already, because it comes out the first second, but right when it comes out, so then it would be Matame. If we would say, the ones that argue on Shammai, right, Hillel and the others, the beginning of the Masechta, say, Kosle Beis Harechem will hold it in, right, that was back on Dav Gimel, I think, right, Gimel and Aleph, we spoke about the third one, Hayon Tame de Shammai de Misa Davidame, Ikar Haviasi. The Hillel, Kosle Beis Harechem hemiduhu. Meaning what? Meaning it was there before, and it just didn't come out. And therefore, Hillel says, or Matame Lamafreya. Because even before it came out, it is Matame, and that's exactly based on our Mishnah, right? Kol Anashim Matamos Beis Achitzon, right? It comes out even before. Shneamar Dam Yezova Bivsara Aval Hazav Ubalkeri in a Matame Shetesi Tumas Lachutz, but a Zav and a Balkeri are not Matame until the Ziva or the Keri comes out. So that is the halacha number two. But as a application of that halacha is something that we had earlier back in the beginning of the second parak. Hayocha b'shuma v'hir gishin is dazu evarav. Somebody's eating shuma, and he feels as if, you know, he's about to have keri, and therefore, what does he do? He doesn't want to be metame the shuma. He's eating shuma, we know, it's not tame yet, because as we just said, shechva zera is only metame once it comes out, so you have to try to control and dispose of, or finish the truma before the keri comes out. Right? The Ritva says, back on Daf Yud Gimel, if you remember, the Ritva said, and it's not a case where you could spit out the truma and then eat it again later. It must be in a state that it's already disgusting, so if you would spit it out, so then it wouldn't be able to go back in, and that would be destroying truma. Because one is not allowed to be ma'abe truma. One is not allowed to be matame truma. One is not allowed to be ma'abe truma. Mishmeres trumosai. We have to take special care of truma. We'll mention that again, but let's just finish the line. So what do you do? Oches ba'amo b'leza truma. So somehow he has to hold himself to be able to not let the zera come out and swallow the truma. Right? This is what we discussed at the beginning of the second parak. You're not allowed to be oches ba'ama. Is there a tzarech? Are you oches with a matlis aveh? Are you oches in a way that, once the kivan de nischamim, once it starts, it's not going to cause any more problems? All the different days we had back on Daf Yud Gimel. We also discussed then the Tosfos HaRash, which will come up again in a few days. On Daf Mem Gimel, Tosfos HaRash mentions, one second, so what was the whole problem? Maybe you'd think that we shouldn't be Oches Ba'ama, But that was all that's a chashash de rabbanan, because it might cause something, right? Ruin being metame truma is daraisa, right? So you might think that maybe you shouldn't be ochez ba'ama. The Gemara there said, how can you be ochez ba'ama? That's all a chashash de rabbanan. But if you don't do that, then you're going to be metame truma daraisa. So is that the hierarchy of values? Again, we discussed that then. It's going to come up again in a few days. Good. So what's the so that's what one should do to try to prevent the tumas truma. Umetamin bekol shehu afilu keinachardol ubapachas mikan, and they are all metame bekol shehu. Even again to be metame something else, so then one needs a shear. But for they themselves to be metame the one that it comes out of, so that's tumas reiya. That's not just tumas maga, and therefore it's metame bekol shehu. Even keinachardol ubapachas mikan, even a drop. The issur of tumas truma also has come up in other various contexts, but that's an interesting halacha that the Ksos, the Avni Miluim, says is the basis for a halacha. We know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Trumos, Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chadchila. One is not allowed to be Mevatel Isurim. If Bittul applies, then I have to hold of it, right? That's there's a Pischei Tshuva on Yerodeya. If Bittul happens, and I don't rely on Bittul, and I'm Chashin Hashem Yapi Karasu. Because that's Torah Shabbal Peh. Achrei Rav Mahatos is the basis of not just Hochan Acharov, but Bittul Barov. So I have to rely on Bittul. But if I cause Bittul in the first place, that I'm not allowed to do. If I want to put a little bit of milk into my chicken soup, less than 1 to 60, even though it's going to be Batal, I'm not allowed to do that. L'chadchila. Eim avatlin is l'chadchila. There are halachic reasons for that. One halachic reason is that just ruins the whole world of Isurim. Right, if you could always just get rid of it whenever you want, so then doesn't that give a kula to all the world of Isurim? You know, there wouldn't be the world of Isurim. There's also Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Kabbalistic idea that we know that everything in the world has nitzotos hakadusha. And even Isurim have nitzotos hakadusha. So when there's an Isur that's batel beheter, it means that Hashem decided that it was time for those nitzotos hakadusha to be uplifted and raised and could be consumed by a Jew. And in that way, fulfill the destiny of these items. But if I cause it in the first place, then I'm kind of jumping the gun. Right? I'm being mevatel isur l'chadchila, that's not appropriate. So even on a nigla level and on a nister level. There are kulas, if there's already a tarovis, there's just not enough. So then maybe if it's an isur d'rabbanan, I could be mosif. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is mechalik. By an isur d'rabbanan, you could be mosif u'mevatlo. By a daraisa, so you cannot be. Comes up Chanukah time. Hanukkah time, the Shulchan Aruch has a big psak there that is very problematic, that all the Achronim try to figure out, because it says by the Hanukkah Neros, you're not allowed to be Mosef Umavatlo. You can't just, if it gets mixed into other oil, all right, Hanukkah oil that I designated to use for Neros Hanukkah and other oil, so what happens if it gets mixed in? So then I have to burn it. I'm not allowed to be mevatelit. And all the Achronim, the Shach and the Taz, and all the Chavaz Das, says there's a stira in Arachayim and Yerodeya. Because in Yerodeya, the Shulchan Aruch says that Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chadchila does not apply if there's already a taroves, meaning some got mixed up, there's just not enough for bittul. So I ought to be mosif to finish the bittul. In Yerodeya, the Shulchan Aruch says, by Yisurim D'Rabbanan, yes. By Yisurim D'Araisa, no. While in Hilchas Chanukah and Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to be marba. By Neiros Chanukah. Neiros Chanukah is Drabanan. So why wouldn't you be able to be Marbe? So I have to give various answers. Hoksul Mitzvaso, maybe Hoksul Mitzvaso is more Chamor. Maybe Chanukah is Ke'ein Beis HaMikdash. So it's Ke'ein Daraisa. But why are we talking about all this now? Because the Avni Miluim says that it could be that even though Rov Rishonim say that Ein Mevatlin Isur L'Chadchila is only an Isur Drabanan, I mean, it's terrible, but it's an Isur Drabanan. There is a minority that says Daraisa, the Ravid holds that it's an Issa Daraisa, but Rov Rishonim holds that it's an Issa Rabbanan. By ruining Truma, Beg Mevatel Truma, that's an Issa Daraisa. Why? Because you have to guard Truma, that it doesn't get ruined. It doesn't get Tameh, it doesn't get ruined, Mishmeres Trumosai, and therefore even if I say generally that Bittul Issa Chadchila is only an Issa Rabbanan, when it comes to Truma, it's going to be an Issa Daraisa. That's what the Avnei Miluim writes in one of the Chuvis in the back of the Sefer of the Avnei Miluim. Good. So that's part of the issue here behind our Mishnah, that I have to take good care of Truma. And therefore, if somebody feels that there's going to be Zera coming out, they have to do what they can to try to prevent that Zera from coming out. Even Ochez Ba'ama in a mutter way, Ubalea Esha Truma. Let's continue. Amar Rav Mani Bar Patish. Now the Gemara quotes Psukim for the basis of each of the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Shita. Right? The Tanakama said Yotzi Dofan is not Mitame. We don't have the regular laws of Yoledes. There's no Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tara. There's no Chiyuv Karban. Rav Shimon says no. Hareze Ki Yalud. So Amar Rav Mani Bar Patish. My Tamayu De Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that it is not called a Leda? Amar Kra Isha Ki Sazria. The Yalda Zachar. Sazria and Yalda Zachar, and it goes right into laws of Yimei Tumah Vatara. Acha Teleid B'makam Shei Mazras. Until she is Teleid B'makam Shei Mazras, in the same place that she was impregnated with. So it has to be Derech Rechem. And therefore, that's the limit. Ay Bizman Hazeh. There are ways that artificially, you know, doctors could somehow impregnate Mazras. Okay, that's, we don't have to take that into account. But either way, that's the Gemara's basis for the Shita of the Rabbanan. B'makam shehi Mazras. The Tosfos Arash just here notes here, why do we have to be medayik in the Yolda Zachar and the Hekish of Sazria? Isn't the language of Yolda Leida just mean the natural way? Even without having the Hekish of Tazria, the Tema, asked the Tosfos Arash, first one here on the daf. Below ki Sazria nami lashen teilein mashma lim ute yotze dofan. Just leida kidedar shinan gabe kachim. Like we know by kachim, ki yivaleid pratli yotze dofan. Just that lashen of ki yivaleid excludes yotze dofan. Right, v'yoldulo. Right, you don't need dafka the hekish to Sazria. V'yesh lomar dahasam lav milashen leida kamemai. Ela degarminan leida mibachar. No, you're misunderstanding, says Tosfos Arash. Even there, it's not from the word actual leida. Leida could even include yotze dofan. Leida is on the result. It's not on the maisa leida. There, it's just because you learn it out from Exeris Gershava. V'tema akati tikshu lo hachanami nigra leida mibachar. Okay, so then the Tosfos Arash says, so leida is learned out from Gershava. The leida always means natural, so again, why do you need Sazria? Just learn it from those other places. Yishlomar, Ilavki Sazria, Avi Mistava, Lemidrash, Tfei, look at the Darshan of Reb Shimon. But here we have a counter pasuk. Reb Shimon has a way to Darshan. So if you just had the Leda, Leda, that wouldn't be good enough to override Reb Shimon's suggestion, and that's why you need the Ki Sazria. Okay, that's the Tosfos Arash getting into the semantics of the Limudim. Good. V'Rebbe Shimon, Hahi, Reb Shimon would say no. What would he do with this ki sazria of a yalda? Hada hahida filo lo yalda elakeish hazria imo tmei leida. Right, we had this earlier. Reb Shimon said earlier, if you remember, on daf chavav or so, we had the Mishnah. If there's a shilya babayis, if there's an afterbirth in the house, do we assume that there was a baby in there, so the house is tmei leida or not? Tanakama said yes. Reb Shimon said no. Shimon says you don't have to be choshesh, because it probably disintegrated before the baby came out. But on that Gemara, the Gemara said that even though Reb Shimon says there's no Tumas Leida, but the woman is, where was it? On the bottom of Chav Zayin Mabez, Reb Yochanan said, Mode Reb Shimon, Shimo Tumay Leida. Even though the house is not Tamei, because we assume the baby disintegrated before the baby came out, but there was a baby. And that's why even Rabbi Shimon, who says there, back on Daf Chavav, the house is not Tamei, but the woman is Tameya. So that's this Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon. That's what he learns out from Ki Sazria. Afilo Yolda Ela Kein Shazria. Even if she only gives birth to liquid. Kein Shazria, Imo Tameya Leida, Dumis Mogami Tameya. That's what Rabbi Shimon does with the Rabbanan's Pasuk. V'Rabbi Shimon, my Taima. So what about Rabbi Shimon's source? What does he say? What's his source that Yotze Dofan is Tmei Leida? It's a Leida. Amar Reish Lakish, Amakra Teleid, Larabos, Yotze Dofan. The extra word Teleid includes even Yotze Dofan. Rai Rashi quotes, V'im Nekeva Teleid, V'imatzi L'michta, V'im Nekeva, Utmeya. Could have just said, if it's a Nekeva, you don't have to have the extra word Teleid. Good, Larabos, Yotze Dofan. The Ritva here just notes, I'm sorry, the Rashba, notes, you know, interesting. Very often, the Gemara will only quote a pasuk for one Tana and just say what the other one does, because one of them is Misvara. You don't need a pasuk for both. But sometimes, the Gemara will quote both, as if there's not a Svara leaning Lakan or Lakan. Right? We don't have a svara either way. We just want to know what the halacha is. So therefore, both shitas would require a pasuk. So that's what the Rashba says here too. Or at least once we know one has the pasuk, then we have to explain, well, that would override the svara then. And then you would need to explain the other one. That's the Rashba here. Mehacha mashva di lav ki sazri of yolda stoma, afilu yotzi dofan, havileda. Right, and then he says, "Vakashali, what do you need another pasuk?" Anyway, that's his issue here. Va'urcha de Talmud livrure mili bekoshi upiruke kedisa beduchte tuva betalmud ukiilu amar kan tamayo derabanan avagad dechzeteled yisera. You know, it's as if, even though that's a pasuk, let me tell you this pasuk. Reb Shem is like, even though the other one's a pasuk, you know, we have a second pasuk. So it's the derech hashas, says the Rashba. Okay, so what do the Rabbanan do with the Rish Lakish's pasuk? For Rabbanan, hi, the extra teleid, mi boilei, the rabbos tumtum androgynous, is to include tumtum and androgynous, the salkadai de chamina, zachar nekeva ksiv, zachar vade nekeva vados, follow tumtum androgynous. I might have thought that there's no tumas leida for a tumtum and an androgynous, because it says zachar nekeva. Gamash Malan, we say that they are included as well. Again, throughout a couple times in this Masechta already, and throughout Shas, whenever it says Zachar Nekeva, right? We've had a day earlier in the Masechta that Tumtum and Androgynous are not Chayiv for Knisa LaMikdash. Because it says Mizachar VaNekeva Teshalechu, Knisa LaMikdash when they were Tamei. So you always have to say, when is there a reboot to include them, when is there not? The Mishnayis and Bikurim, if you remember, whenever there's a Siyim on Mishnayis Teder Zerayim, that's always the discussion of the Siyim. Tumtum and Androgynous, the last parak of Bikurim. But here, we have an inclusion, Kamash Rolan. The Erchlaner just wonders, Androgynous, I understand, needs a pasuk. Because Androgynous, you don't know what it is. Right, as both Simanim, and therefore there are even some deos that it's a birya b'fnei atzma. Tumtum is one or the other. Tumtum is just a mechuse, and there are times that a tumtum is niftach. So it's one or the other. So one or the other, so why do you, of course there's tumas leida. Then by a tumtum. So he just wonders, why is that? Maybe it's just, agav grara. Really, the real limud is for, androgynous. The Ritva also, discusses that. The Ritva discusses that here in, on our daf. He says, where's the lashon of the Ritva? Maybe it's the Aruch Lener himself. Who said it? Everyone Aruch Lener? No. The Aruch Lener discussed it, that the drasha is really needed mi'ikra din for androgynous, and then we just throw tumtum in as well. Okay. V'Rebbe Shimon nafkale mi detani bar livoi. Detani bar livoi leben mikol makom. Labas mikol makom. So that's where he learns it from. V'Rabbanan hi mi boile l'chayav al kol ben v'ben l'chayav al kol bas v'bas. Rabbanan used that to say for each and every one. What do you mean each and every one? If a woman, or actually explain, not talking about twins here yet, right? Each and every one, that means if there is a baby born, let's say a girl. And then after 14 days of Yimei Tumah, again in the days of old when they were Bo'al Aldam Tohar, so they were, the husband and wife were together again a week later. We're not saying that's medically, encouraged, but a week later, and then she gets pregnant, and within 80, let's say after 80 days of having the first baby, before she brings the karbanas for the first one, she has a second child. So two sets of karbanas, right? L'chayev al kol ben v'ben, l'chayev al kol bas v'bas. If she gives birth la'achar shmonim. V'Rebbe Shimon, and we discussed in other contexts, what if she has a baby or has re'iyah, leil shmonim ve'echad. Leil shmonim ve'echad, that's the machlokah of Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because it's after 80 days, but it's not a time that she can bring the karbanas yet. So that's a question. V'Rebbe Shimon, nafkalei midatani, tana, kameder of sheshes, zos, toras, hayoledes, malamechim yivya karban, echad, alvlados, harbe. There are times that a woman can bring one karban on many vlados. That's if it was born after 80. Yochel davi al leida vi al ziva ka'achas. Well, you might think that she could bring one karban, just like she could bring one karban on multiple babies within the malos, maybe on a leida and a ziva also. So before we even answer this drasha, the Gemara interjects and says, what's the havamina for that? Leida and ziva? Ela yoledes de'achla dam, v'yoledes de'achla chelev, v'chad karban tiskilei? What does Ziva have to do with Nida? That's a fascinating Havamina and rejection. What's the Havamina? Obviously, the Gemara knew what was... even though the Gemara rejects it, Leda and Ziva are closer than Chelev and Dam. Especially, if you remember, we had a machlokas just a couple of days ago. Mayan echad, shtei mayanos, we paskin mayan echad. Remember the Rambam we read in Yisrei Biya? All damim from an isha, mayan echad. Okay, there's differences in terms of halacha. There's yimei nida, there's yimei ziva. But it's somewhat not fair that the Gemara does that, but the Gemara does that. It is still different halachas. But it's fascinating if we would think about each stage of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Dam b'chelev, so the Gemara says, Ella, no, this is what we meant. Yachol tavi aleida shalafnei malos va'aleida shalachar malos ka'achas. You might think that she could bring one even if she has a baby after the malos, just like if she had two before day 80, maybe even after. Tamalomar zos. Zos means this one, each and every one. If she has a baby after the malos, she has to bring two, and not two sets of karbanos, not just one. V'rabbanan, avagad d'chsev zos, itzrich leben or lebas. You need both. You might think, by two pregnancies, that's where you have to bring two. Aval b'chad ibura, but by one pregnancy, could go on like we mentioned earlier, on Daf Chav Zayin, could go on Yehuda v'chizki b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Remember that was the case where they had twins, 3 months apart from each other, but it was one pregnancy. So you might think, at least there, one set of karbanos. Eimar b'chad karban sagile. You might think just one karban would be good enough. Kamash malan. We say that no, if it's a baby born after the malos, so then it is two sets of karbanos. Two babies born within the malos, and then it would be one karban. And that is all the halachas that are mentioned in the Isurei Bia have to do with Tumah Vatara and Isurim. Mechusrei Kapara talk about the karbanos as well. Okay, let's continue. So that is the in terms of Ziva and Nida and Leida, all the different halachas. But again, let's mention it again, but we mentioned it a couple of days ago, that we, the Rama Paskins, we say the Havamina of Ziva and Nida being separate, but the Rama Paskin, based on the Machlokas we had back on Daf Lamed Hayam and on the Beis, Rav and Levi, the Rambam, in Surei Bia, the beginning of Perek Vav, Paskin like Rav. Paskin like Rav, that Mayon Echadhu. Remember the Chumra and the Kula, and we said at the end of that Gemara. Dama Nida, Vidama Zava, Vidama Koshi, Vidama Yoledes, Vidam Tor Shel Yoledes, Kulo Dam Echadheim. Uminama Karhuba. It's all one Dam. Umayon Echadhu. Ubizman and Bilvadu Yishtaned Dino. Just by times, it'll be different. This is what we mentioned then, that it's very, we'd like to not say that it's a machlokas in Mitzias, whether Maya Nech or Shtei Maya Nos. It's a machlokas in biology between Rav and Levi, where the Dam comes from in the woman's body. No, Rav, it might come from different sources. You know, it might come from the same source. Either way, let's say it all comes from the uterus. So what does Shtei Maya Nos mean, if it comes from the uterus? Right? And if it comes from other sources, right? So then, right, if it's Dam Leida, it comes from other... So it's a halachic machlokas, right? Whether we view it all as ma'ayan echad, or we view it as, because the times are different, we'll view it ke'ilu, it comes from different places. That's an important discussion. But again, that relates to this havamina here in the Gemara, that we might want to compare ziva and nida. The Gemara said, no, that's like chelev and dam, so you wouldn't compare the two. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Umode Rabbi Shimon b'kadshim she'eno kadosh. Rabbi Shimon agrees by kadshim that it is not kadosh. Meaning, even though Rabbi Shimon says that if a woman has a baby cesarean section, that baby there is tumas leida, and the woman is chayiv karbanos. But Rabbi Shimon agrees that if it is an animal born yotzei dofan, so then that animal is pasul l'gabei hamizbeach. Right? Yotzei dofan is pasul. Rabbi Shimon is v'chalik between people and animals. When it comes to animals, eino kadosh, it does not have kedusha. Meaning, and let's say you were makdish the animal before it was born, you say this uber should be kadosh, so then it's ki'ilu get a mum before it was born. Because it's like the whole body. It's like a carbon ola that's an akeva. Right? Rashi, she'eino kadosh, kedusha zaguf, ela kishar kadshim, shekada mumen lakdeshan. It's like other kadshim, that its mum preceded its hektesh. Dolo kachi ela ke'etzim v'ka'avanim l'demehem. V'yotzin l'chulin le'gazez v'le'aved. And it is total chulin. Even giza b'avoda. Why does Rashi emphasize that? As we know, because the halacha by real psulei hamakdashim is that it is always usur, right? If you have a regular carbon, that got a mum, so that could be redeemed, but it's still some residue of that kedusha always exists. And there's an issur of shearing it, and there's an issur of working it. But if there is a carbon, an animal, that was kada muma lehekdeshan, the Mishnah says we had elsewhere, so then it could be redeemed, and totally it is it could be even worked and shorn its sheep. So Rav Shimon agrees that by kachim ain't no kada. So my timer. Why? Why does Rav Shimon has psukim by a woman to say that it is a leida? So why by kachim it is not called a leida? My time, a gamar leida mi bechar, because we compare all karbanos to bechar. Ma hasam peta rechem afkan peta rechem. Remember, for tumas leida you don't need peta rechem. You don't need peta rechem. So here though by bechar, so you need peta rechem. So gamar leida mi bechar. So ma hazam peta rechem by bechar. There's only kedushas bechar if it comes out, you know, the natural way. It's the first of the rechem, peta rechem. So too afkan peta rechem. So we compare all karbanos to bechar. V'ligmar leida mi adam. So why do you compare karbanos to bechar? Compare karbanos to adam. Right? We have two models. So the gemara says ma hazam yotzi dofan. Afkan Yotzei Dofan, just like by Adam, according to Rabbi Shimon, Yotzei Dofan is called a Leida. So to here, Yotzei Dofan should be called a Leida. So why do we compare it? So you might say, we'd rather compare animals to animals than animals to people. But the Gemara doesn't want to just have a Mitzius, the Gemara wants to have a Halachic parallels. So Mistavra Min Bechar Avalei LeMelech. We'd rather compare Karbanos in general from Bechor. That's a better model. Why? Shekein imo me'imo. What is imo me'imo? Rashi goes through each one. Bibechorik says, Shivas yamim yihyeh im imo. And by kachim, Shivas yamim tachas imo. So it says imo by both kachim and Bechor. Adarabba, says the Gemara. May adam avalei le'melef shekein pashut mi pashut. But by, in terms of, you should learn it from adam, because conceptually, don't think of the word. Conceptually, they're both non-firstborns. Karbanos are non-firstborns, and babies are not firstborns, dafka. So why don't you compare it, Adam, Pasha, Mi Pasha? Interesting, is that a machlok? Just these two lines of the Gemara, one might think, which is more powerful, the conceptual parallel or the words? Right, the whole Sefer I mentioned in the past is a two-volume set, beautiful set, came out a couple years ago, called Nata Bisochenu. And the theme of the, I mean, there's a lot of details in there. It's all about Torah Sheba'al Peh and Koach HaDrasha. But a major part of those svarim are the balance of svara and drasha. Because we know the Chazal have the power of drasha. Hekish, Ingzer Shava, and Yud Gimel Midos, and all the drashas. Rebu Yumi to Klal Prado Klal. Why do you do one? Why do you do the other? And Ingzer Shava, we mentioned often. Why did this Ingzer Shava, that Ingzer Shava? You have to have the words from your Rebbe, but what you connect is a svara. So if you have a svara and a pasuk, the Gemara in two places says, Lamali kras svarahu. Why do you need the pasuk for? It's just a svara. But here there's a choice. What do you compare it to? Do you compare it to here because it's the same word? Do you compare it to here because it's the same conceptual category? Fascinating. Those one or the other. But either way, the Gemara says, okay, deadlock. So we have to go, further, deeper. Ela mi bechor avle lemelef. Rather, learn from bechor because there are parallel halachas. Shekein, aim. Learn carbon from bechor because, aim. Rashi goes through each of these, right? Just go for the aim. Behemas kachim, pigonos otami. Aim, betravayuk says, it says aim, that we already had. Behemas kachim, they're both kachim, right? Bechor and carbon. Pigol notes of otami. And all those three halachas apply by karbanos and bechor and not by Isha, by a woman. So where is it again? Adarabba. May Adam have a little male. Maybe it's better to learn it from Adam. Shekein Pashut, right? Like we said earlier. Zachar. They're both not limited to Zachar. Right? They're both not limited to Zachar. Kachim and Adam. Kadosh. They are both not automatically Kadosh. Right? A baby that's born and the Karban are not automatically Kadosh, unlike Bechor. We'll get back to that. Bimatana. And the last one is by Kachim and by Adam. There are those that are not Matnas Kahuna. Rashi, like Shlamim, right? Which is at least part of the animal does not go to the Kohen, and the baby and the children don't go to the Kohen. So all of those are put Karban and Adam closer together. So Hanach Nefishin, no, the ones that connect Karban and Bechor are more. quantitatively, and therefore we would compare carbon to bechar. Again, the Gemara, fascinating, the Gemara didn't just suggest we'd rather compare animals to animals than compare animals to people. Okay, but the Gemara here, we're talking about kedushas bechar and kedusha of what's called a leida, so lechara we would have the same categories. That's the Gemara. Okay, let's just pick up, we could talk about each of these that are brought up. I have a whole shiur on it. Let's pick up on one of them, right? Because it relates to something that we mentioned earlier. Kadosh. Kadosh. The Gemara said, fourth to last line, that Bechor is automatically Kadosh, unlike Adam and Karban, which are not automatically Kadosh. So that's, we've quoted often, the Taz. The Taz in Shin Chaf Aleph in Yaradeya, where the Taz discusses the bracha on the mitzvahs related to Bechor. Why is there a bracha on Pidyon HaBen? Right, and there's a bracha on Petar Chamor, and there is no bracha on Bechor Behema Tara. Have a tour on Yoredei Shenhei. So what's the difference between those three? So there is the Taz. The Taz quotes the Prisha as one answer, but the Taz gives his own shot. Shinchat Aleph Sif Zayin, Sif Katan Zayin. The Taz says, well, by Bechor and by Bechor Pidyon HaBen, and by Petach Hamor, you're actually doing something. And if you're doing something, so then you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha if I don't do anything. By Bechor Behema Tahora, it's automatic. I have an animal born in my herd, and I have a new sheep. It's Ke'ilu, it belongs to the Kohen already. What am I doing? They says the Taz. Venirli, the Ein Shayach Bracha Ela B'Masha Osa Adam Mishalo. Al Zem Avarech Shezachal Asos Mishalo. Ratzon Amakam Baruchu. Masha Einkein BeBechor Me'olam Lo Hayli Sos Chuspo. I never had a schus in it to be Shenoladu. The second that the baby is born of the sheep, Be'gazad Rachmana. Vavi Ki'ilu Lo Nolad Lo Osa Abachor. Ela Ki'ilu Nolad Bebeis Kohen Miparaso. It's as if the Kohen had this animal. I give some of my mamon, and therefore he makes a bracha. Good. What is the bracha? What is the Rabbi Abed? So we know we make the bracha of Pidyon HaBen. We paskin that the father makes the bracha of Pidyon HaBen. That's what we paskin. There are those Rishonim that say, though, that the Kohen makes the bracha Pidyon HaBen. The Kohen makes the bracha Pidyon HaBen. I don't know if it's here. I think they brought it. Yeah, I think there's a Tshuvas HaRivash. I think the Torah quotes the Tshuvas HaRivash here. He quotes the Tshuvas HaGaonim. Tshuvas HaGaonim go through the whole ceremony, and he quotes a bracha that the Kohen makes. We don't pask in this way. It's a 15-line bracha that tells the whole story. Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. The Torah quotes this in Shinhei. Asher Kedushanu Mevozo V'Zivanu Al Pidyon HaBen M'Shech Yanu. I'm sorry. That was the bracha of the father. And then the Kohen, Father Mazgul Lakana Kasa Dachamru Maisi Asum Baruch Baruch Pirgafen Ubori Atzei Besamim. They make up Besamim. And then Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher Kidesh Ubar B'Mei Imo Ular Boam Yom Chalak Me'Evara Matayim Var Boam Shmone Evarim Sheish Bo Benafach Bo Neshama Dichsiv Ve'Ipach Ba'Bam Nishma Schaim Yadam Lenefesh Chaya. V'or v'basar hil bisho or basar tabi sheni v'chulu v'tziv lo machol mishta v'zibin lo shnei malachei shabris l'shamru b'me'imo and they teach them all of Torah in utero. This is all part of the bracha. Shebo pasach hakadosh baruch hu dalsi bitni cham ishlam nischayav nilitian l'kohen v'duyo she's with kenyis keo akeo l'toro l'chub l'maisem tovim baruch hu l'ashem mekadosh b'chori yisrael l'pidyonam. Wow, that's a long bracha. U'mevarech hakohen ha'ben u'machziro l'aviv l'imo. And that's the, again, we don't paskin that way. The Rosh says, lo nogu bashkaz b'sarfa shivarach ha-koin bracha zu, shlomatzinu mevarachem shum bracha, shalohuzkru b'mishna o b'tosefta o b'gemara. That's an important line also. Gemara is nowhere in Shas. We don't make that bracha. Ki acher shesidur rav ashi v'ravina, lo nischatsha shum bracha. Wow. That's an important line. And then he says, misvara, lama yivarach ha-koin v'eina osa shum mitzvah, ela makabo manas kahuna. Wow, so that's Lundis. The Kohen's not doing anything. The ones who say this, the Rivash in the Tshuva, I think it's the Shin Lamed Aleph, he says the Kohen makes this bracha because the Kohen is being makne, the son, to the father. So the bracha reflects lumdus also. What's going on with Pidyon HaBen? Is the Kohen an active party at all or not? Machlokas Rishonim reflected by the bracha. But also the other yesod is that you can't make a bracha after Shas. We have a couple of brachas here and there that are from after Shas. Hanosin layoyev koach is nowhere in Shas. The minhag of Klai Yisrael is to say that bracha. And bracha l'shachar. There's a few brachas here and there, right? The bracha of the bracha by a bar mitzvah, Baruch Shep Tarani, Mion Shol Shol Zeh. That's nowhere in Shas. That's in a Medrash. It's in a Medrash, I think, in Parshas Toldos. Right? So that's why the Ramah says to make the bracha without Shemen Malchus. The Vilna Gaon says, no, you can make it with Shemen Malchus. It's in a Medrash. It's already in Chazal. So again, so that's the questionable, the couple of brachas we have here and there that are not found in Shas. But either way, that's related to this Taz, is an important Taz. A lot more there, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara. There's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That Rabbi Shimon, who says Yotzei Dofan is Metame Leida and Chayev Karban, but he agrees, Rabbi Shimon agrees, that by a Karban, for an animal, it does not have Kedusha. So there's a brisa that supports that. So the brisa starts now and it goes on to tomorrow's daf. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Toras Ha'ola, He Ha'ola. So that's a pasuk. That's we learn out the halacha that if something goes up on the mizbeach, there's a whole perek, if you remember, in Zvachim, Im Alu Lo Yeradu, if something goes up on the mizbeach, it does not come down and it remains kadosh. So there are three mi'utim in this pasuk. Zos Ha'ola, He Ha'ola. Ha'elu Gimel Mi'utim. There are three mi'utim that we would say, Im Allah Tered. If it goes, even if it goes up in the Mizrach, it would come down. What are the three puzzle items that would imala tere? Pra, l'nishchata balayla, if it was shechted at night, fish and nishbach dama, and his blood spilled, v'shiyotza dama chus l'klam, or if the dam was yotze. Shim also tere, those three, also tere. The Rambam in Psalim Mekdashim quotes a couple of other exceptions, the Mefarshim wonder where he gets it from. Perakim al-Chazayin. But either way, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, Ainli, Ola, Ola Ksheira. Minan the Rabos, how do I know to include? Rabbi Shimon argues, he includes Shnishcha the Balayel of Shnishbach Dama, Shias Dama Chuzza Kalam. He includes those three of the Tanakama and Vahalon, if it's left over, the Dam is left over, Vahayotze, or the Basar Ola goes out, Vahatame, Vahanoser, Vahanishcha Chuzza Manam Chuzzam Komo, Pigol, or Pusel, Fishakiblu Psulin, or a Pusel was Makabel. Rashi says, any Pusel, a Balmum, any psulim. Tosfos says, no, only a pasul that would be roy to do carbon of sibur in problematic times, like a tameh. Okay, different levels of psul. The zark was daman, vanitana lamala, shenitana lamata, vanitana lamata, shenitana lamala. If a carbon that puts the blood is put in the wrong spot, vanitana bachutz, shenitana bifnim, vanitana bifnim, shenitana bachutz, up, down, or outside, inside. Vapesa vachata sheshachtan shalol lishman. Right, those are the only two. First mission is Zvachim. If I shech them shalom, lishma their pasul. Minayin. How do I know all of those are excluded? All of those are included according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, they're included. Tambalo marzos Torah Sa'ola. Riba Torah Achas Lachol Ha'olan Shim Alu Lo Yerdu. So Rabbi Shimon holds all of those problematic carbonos Im Alu Lo Yerdu. But even he has a limit. Yochol shani marbes araveya v'sanirba. Right, at the bestiality. V'hamukseh, it was designated for avodah zarah. V'hanevad, v'esnan, v'hamechir. All of these, esnan and mechir, used in a relationship. V'akilayim, v'atrefa, v'hayotse dofen. Last one is the one that's important for us. So this is Reb Shimon talking. How do I know to exclude yotse dofen? Tamalomar zos. So you see from there that Yotzei Dofan is excluded, and therefore, let's just finish the sentence because we're going to say it b'feirush. The first of Brisa continues, Ma Risa L'Rabba Zazela Hosea Seilu. Why do I include the first category and exclude the second category? Acha Shariba HaKasiv Humiyet. Since we're going to include some and exclude some, Amart Mar Banias Elu Shayab Sulam Bakodesh. I include those that the psul was later in the game. It was after it was Nichnas Lakodesh. That's how Rashi interprets. Umotzi Anias Elu Shloi Yipsulam Lakodesh. And exclude those that had a problematic problem before. That's the end of the Brisa. But Ktani Mihas, Yotze Dofan, Delo. Right? Yotze Dofan here is listed as Rabbi Shimon holding him Alu Yerdu. So, my love, Yotze Dofan to Kachim. Isn't that what we're talking about here in this Brisa? It's a Yotze Dofan of Kachim, and therefore this Brisa is a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even Rabbi Shimon, who says that Yotze Dofan is called a Leda for a person, agrees that Yotze Dofan for a Karban is not included, and therefore that would be a Mum, Im Allah Yered. There's a big discussion in Tosfos, a little bit here, but also in Zvachim and elsewhere. There's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda that Ritzpah is Mekadeshes. So if Ritzpah is Mekadeshes, so then even if it ever goes up on the Mizbeach, every carbon should say Yim Alu Lo Yerdu because it goes by the floor. Okay, there still has to be, maybe there's a chatzitza between you brought the animal in with a chatzitza, right? That's a Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph. He says, Kugon Sheish Hefzik Bein HaBehema L'Ritzpah HaZara. So there's a hefzik, you brought it in on some type of mat. The Kohen has to be on mamish on the floor. What about the behema? Or you brought it in, and when you do the avoda, then you get to take it off of there because it can't be a chatzitza. Anyway, it's a big discussion of that. Also discussion, again, we don't have time for it, but shchita. Shchita, probably nishchata balayla. So shchita balayla is no good. Tosfos and Megillah points out that sometimes you have a separate makor for shchita than for other avodos. It gets into the sugya of shchita lav avodahi. Shchita is not an avoda like the other avodos. It is, but it's not, as we've discussed in the past. Tosfos there, and Megillah Daf Chav discusses this. But anyway, that's an important discussion. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. I'll give the Mem Zayin will be the next one, and then hopefully after that, in a week and a half, we'll get back to the regular schedule. But again, I'll have to step here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in honor of Maris Massel and the tremendous chesed he does from his friends at Arch Companies, and also in honor of the Siyam HaShas of Mayor Shlomo Ben Yaakov and his wife, Adina Tzertzel Bas Avraham. Okay, we thank them for the sponsorship.